Money Radio, thanks so much for joining us. And joining us now, it's a pleasure to welcome Garrett Sutton. He is an attorney, also a best-selling author. He has written many books, and the latest is part of the Rich Dad Advisors series. And it's entitled, Start Your Own Corporation, Why the Rich Own Their Own Companies and Everyone Else Works for Them, by Garrett Sutton. Garrett, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Sinclair. Pleasure to be with you.
As always, with any of the books in the Rich Dad series by Robert Kiyosaki, this is a very timely book, and it's an important book, and it's a very readable book as well. You think about starting your own corporation, and you think, oh, this is going to be so dry. How am I ever going to get through this? I'm not an attorney. Well, this one is actually readable, so congratulations on that.
Well, I appreciate it. My friends kid me that I can write in English instead of legalese. But that is important for people to be able to access the information. And so we try and write it in a manner by telling stories, illustrating the principles, and really educating people on the importance of having a corporation or an LLC.
That gets into one of the major questions. Do you go with an S-Corp, a C-Corp, an LLC? And I suppose there are some other entities you could look at, but those are the big ones, aren't they?
They are. And the choice really comes down to the LLC or the corporation. In some cases, you'd use a limited partnership. The LLC has become the entity of choice. Just because there's so much flexibility with it, you can have it taxed as an S-Corp or a C-Corp, taxed as a partnership. You do have better asset protection via the charging order procedure with an LLC than you do with a corporation. But there are certain circumstances where you pretty much have to use a corporation. For example, in California, a licensed professional, a real estate broker, for example, can't operate through an LLC. So in that case, you use a corporation, and typically in that situation, it would be taxed as an S-Corp with the flow-through taxation. So there are a lot of choices, and we go through that in the book. What's the best entity for you? There's not one completely right answer for every single person.
No, there can't be any single answer for everyone, but the question is, who needs a corporation to begin with?
That is a good question, and it's important to realize that we live in a very litigious society here in the United States. People sue each other all the time, and by using a corporation or an LLC, you have limited liability protection. If you operate as a sole proprietorship or a general partnership, your liability is unlimited. It's personal. They can reach your personal assets. Whereas if you operate your business through a corporation or an LLC, you get sued. They can get what's inside the corporation or LLC, but they can't get beyond that. They can't reach your personal assets, the equity in your house, your bank account, and all. So knowing that we live in such a litigious society, it's not going to change. It's best for people to utilize corporations or LLCs. Unfortunately, they don't teach this in school, and so you have to get the information yourself, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book.
Main reasons for a corporation, asset protection, but there are also a lot of issues that involve taxation.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, Sinclair. The IRS will audit sole proprietorships and general partnerships at a 5 times greater rate than they will a corporation or an LLC. They just find it very easy to collect from people operating in those as a sole proprietor or a general partnership. They figure, and rightly so, that if you're operating as a corporation or an LLC, you're taking your business seriously, you're doing your books properly, and so there's a much lower audit risk. As well, while you can write off expenses through your sole proprietorship, they're better taken through a corporation or LLC. The IRS does respect it more, and you do have certain tax benefits. When you own real estate, for example, that real estate typically is held in an LLC, you can take the depreciation and the benefits of real estate ownership through that LLC. So combined with asset protection, yes, there are definitely tax advantages.
You talk about real estate and LLCs. Typically, we are looking at LLCs for people who are holding real estate. Are we talking about landlords? Are we talking about primary residents? What are we looking at here, and when should someone think about an LLC for real estate?
Well, the LLC is a great entity for holding real estate. Again, there's risk there. You're leasing the property out to tenants. You're dealing with contractors. Again, you can get sued. So the LLC offers that limited liability protection. And that is a really good way to conduct your landlording affairs. With regard to personal residences, the first way you look at protecting them is with the homestead exemption. And this is a filing you make with the county. The rules vary a little bit from state to state. But in Texas and Florida, for example, the homestead is unlimited. If you have a $5 million home that is owned free and clear, the homestead protects that $5 million in equity from a later claimant. In Nevada, the amount is $550,000. In California, it's $100,000. So in California, for example, you have a $1 million house, and that's cheap nowadays. Mm-hmm. You have a $1 million house with a $900,000 first deed of trust on it. There's $100,000 in equity exposed, meaning someone could reach that equity if they sued you. By filing the homestead, a simple filing with the county, that $100,000 is taken off the table. It's for your benefit against a later creditor. So I always recommend that people take advantage of the homestead exemption. In Arizona, it's $150,000 that you can protect. So that's the first way we look at protecting your personal residence. Let's say in Arizona that the home is worth $15 million. The $150,000 homestead is not going to protect you. In that case, we would look at placing the home into an LLC.
All right. So we decide, say we've got a couple of rental properties. We decide to go with an LLC. And I said a couple of rental properties. Do we need more than one LLC?
Good question. If we had 10 rental properties in one LLC, and a tenant sued over something bad that happened at one property, their claim is against the LLC that they rented from. Their claim is brought against the LLC that owns 10 properties. They could get the equity in all 10 properties. So is it better to have two LLCs owning 5 separate properties each? Some of my clients will have 10 separate LLCs, one for each property. So it's a judgment call on the individual's part, but I certainly would not put 10 properties into one LLC. You're creating a target-rich LLC at that point.
So the idea is you have 10 separate LLCs, one for each property, and then one LLC that also holds the 10 separate LLCs?
Absolutely right. And we use Sinclair Wyoming for that holding entity. Wyoming offers excellent asset protection. Once it's set up, the fee to the state of Wyoming is only $50 a year. And Wyoming does not list your name on the state website as an owner of the LLC. So you have privacy as well. So in a case of an Arizona investor, you would have a number of Arizona LLCs, all owned by one Wyoming LLC, owned by the individual or their living trust. That's how it is typically structured for maximum asset protection.
Why do I need that privacy?
Well, you don't if you're if you don't mind people being able to go on the internet and see what you own. Some of my clients would prefer not to have their names out there as owners of an LLC. So it's really your personal preference.
And now, let me get this straight. Wyoming, we want to set up an LLC in Wyoming. Why, other than privacy?
Well, there are two types of attacks, Sinclair. The first attack we talked about where the tenant sues the LLC they're renting from. That's called the inside attack. The second type of attack is you get in a car wreck. It has nothing to do with the real estate. The person who suffered in the car wreck would like to get at your Arizona real estate. By holding the Arizona LLCs, by having one Wyoming LLC own them, in that outside attack where the car wreck victim is trying to reach you, they have to deal with the Wyoming LLC first. And the Wyoming LLC, the exclusive remedy for the Wyoming LLC for someone who's trying to collect is called the charging order, which is a lien on distribution. They can't go in and force a sale of the Arizona property. They have to wait for distributions to be made through the Wyoming LLC before they can get anything. And this is a deterrent to litigation. Attorneys are economic animals. They know how to get at the insurance money. They don't like having to wait around to get paid by a Wyoming LLC. They'd rather move on to the next case with insurance money. And so I always recommend that my clients have insurance, especially an umbrella policy of insurance for their personal residence and their autos. With enough insurance, the attorneys have a pot of money to go after, and they tend to leave you alone on the Wyoming LLCs, which are a burden to collect from. So it's kind of a comprehensive structure and plan that we like to put together for our clients, which does include insurance and then Wyoming LLCs for the good asset protection.
Now, a lot of people look at corporations, whether it's LLCs, S or C, and they say, it's just too complicated. Why do I want all the extra paperwork?
Well, our job is to make it fairly simple. So there's a little bit of extra paperwork, but it's like buying an insurance policy. There's also some peace of mind associated with this. Once everything's set up, Sinclair, there's not that much work to be done. You have a meeting once a year for the LLC. You may have to file an extra tax return, but that would be about it. Everything else is going to be the same, and in the process, you're going to be better protected.
Now, we've talked about LLCs for rental properties and real estate, but that doesn't apply to everybody. What about somebody who has a business? What about somebody who has a product-related business? What about somebody who has a service-related business? What kind of entities might they think about and consider?
Well, that's a great question, and we do have several choices. The C corporation is a good way to operate a business through and grow the business. The tax rate used to be 35% on the federal level. That has dropped down to 21%. So a C corp where you're going to grow the business, leave the money in the company for further expansion, may be a good choice for you. The S corporation, which offers flow-through taxation, meaning the corporation itself doesn't pay the tax. The tax obligation flows through to the individual owners. That is a good entity for people who are in service businesses, as you mentioned, professionals, people who are consultants and provide personal services. Typically would be taxed as an S corporation. That said, you can have a corporation taxed as an S corp or an LLC taxed as an S corp. So some of my clients like the benefits of the LLC and will then have the S corporation taxation applied to the LLC. So there are a couple different ways to go, and it really just depends on your individual situation.
All right. We're talking with Garrett Sutton. He is the author of Start Your Own Corporation, Why the Rich Own Their Own Companies and Everyone Else Works for Them. This is part of the Rich Dad Advisors series, and you have been an advisor to Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote the foreword for the book. So you kind of know what you're getting into. It's a quality book that you're looking at. We will continue the conversation with Garrett Sutton in just a moment. Thanks thanks so much for joining us. Our guest today, Garrett Sutton, an attorney and an advisor to Robert Kiyosaki. You know that name. He is the guy who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and so many books that have followed since then, dealing with all sorts of business and investment ideas. An advisor to Robert Kiyosaki, Garrett Sutton has written a new book, Start Your Own Corporation: Why the Rich Own Their Own Companies and Everyone Else Works for Them. Start Your Own Corporation. Garrett, this is really timely because of the tax changes that go into effect for 2018. And as we were hearing about the new tax laws, we heard that there would be a rush to form corporations. Tell us how the new tax law impacts people and why they should or shouldn't start a corporation, and which type of corporation can benefit from the new tax laws.
Well, as we mentioned, Sinclair, the C-Corp really did benefit from the new tax law. The reduction in the federal tax rate from 35% to 21% is a significant change. Tax law also provided for some benefit for people who are consultants who do not make above the $200,000 area in income. Above that amount, the tax changes are somewhat minimized. The key thing was everybody thought that you would be using a C corp, and that's what the thought was when the bill first came out. And digging into the bill, we learned that you still have that double taxation when you want to pull money out of a C corp. A C corp has a tax at the corporate level. The corporation pays the 21%. Then when you want to flow the profits through to the shareholders via a dividend, the shareholders are going to pay a tax again. So it's called double taxation. And the thinking was it would be less expensive tax-wise to have a C corp and pay the double taxation. Well, then it came out that the tax rates are still there's still a double taxation. The C corp does not provide any sort of benefit for someone who is going to be double taxed. There's still a greater tax with a C corp when you distribute the money out to the shareholders than there is with an S corp or with partnership taxation. So people are really leaving the entities the way they were. They're not rushing to change an LLC into a C corp. They're not changing their entity structure around, which is good. I was worried that people were going to have to change everything, which can be problematic. But the S corporation is still a good tax choice for you. The LLC is still the right entity to use for real estate and in some cases for business. The big change came with the C corp. So if you're going to start a business, Sinclair, where you know your goal is to plow money back into the company and maybe someday go public or be sold, the C corp is a good way to go. For real estate holdings, you're still going to use an LLC.
But someone could also use an LLC.
Of average house running one AC, that's 6 kilowatt hours of demand, 1 to 3 kilowatt hours of demand for just a regular load. Uh-huh. You've got your...
You're up to about 10 now.
You're 10. Then you add your water heater, 4.5. That's about 14.5, so about 15. You could end up an average square foot house, 2,500 square foot house, could end up being anywhere between 20 and 26 kilowatt hours of demand. So 10 times 1744 is 174. Times that by 2, it's over almost $400.
Whoa.
Of demand.
That's in addition to the higher rates that were passed in last August.
That's on top of your kilowatts. And that doesn't even include the fees and taxes. That's the adjuster. And then you have to add about another 21% on for the fees and taxes. And I'm telling you, by the time you finish, okay.
Here's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Most people are not going to be able to analyze their APS bills and choose the right plan to be on and be able to keep their electric bill lower, unless, you just move out for the summer.
Exactly.
Go camp in the woods all summer.